La vida te da sorpresas. A veces en el calor del momento se te olvida la protección o quizás las cosas, pues pasaron. Si lo que te preocupa son las infecciones de transmisión sexual o el VIH, en Pineapple Healthcare estamos aquí para ti. Ofrecemos laboratorios, tratamiento y prevención 100% confidencial para cuidar tu salud y la de tu pareja. Tu bienestar es lo primero, pase lo que pase. Agenda tu cita hoy llamándonos al 407-553-6336 o entra a nuestro sitio web pineapplehealthcare.com. En Pineapple Healthcare, juntos, lo hacemos mejor.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Hello, everybody. Well, sorry. I was just taking my very first sip of delicious community coffee this morning. Hope you are doing well today. We have a lot going on. Not just here during the morning show, but throughout the day here on the Mighty 990. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to be honored to welcome from the White House, again, the SBA Administrator, Kelly Loeffler, is going to be with us. And also, Alabama Senator Katie Britt is going to drop by KWAM today. All of that happening at 11 o'clock. So we've got a pretty busy day around here at the news bunker. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this today if you plan on calling in. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, and we're going to get to a lot of your comments, but we've got some news developing. There's something percolating, and it's not the community coffee. Downstairs. It has to do with the Tennessee governor's office. Now, you have been hearing Governor Bill Lee for weeks now pushing back against President Trump and saying that he's not going to be sending the National Guard to Memphis. As a matter of fact, the governor actually sent the National Guard to Washington, D.C. But the governor has been turning a blind eye to what's been happening here in the Mid-South in the Memphis area. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, the only lawmakers who are actually supporting the idea of sending National Guard troops to Memphis are Marsha Blackburn, John Rose, and Andy Ogles. That's it. Maybe I would say Harshbarger out in East Tennessee and Burchett, but I haven't asked them. And we're going to be getting them on the program. But right now, those are the only three lawmakers in the state at the congressional level who unequivocally say, yeah, we got to send the National Guard into Memphis. Well, I don't know look, these are grown adults that we have elected to Congress, so they'll have to explain to you, the voters, why they do or why they do not want to send National Guard troops here. But anyway, the governor, as we have said, is a squish, and he's also terrified of Donald Trump. And so Governor Lee has now begun, and this is thanks to KWAM and the great listening audience that we have here at KWAM. And of course, the president only comes on one radio station here in really the entire state of Tennessee, and that would be the Todd Starnes Show here on the Mighty 990. So last night, I'm getting to the point here of what the governor said, so bear with me for just a moment. Late last night, I get a message from one of our local folks who goes to college in Nashville. And this individual was working out over like last night. And I saw this morning and sent me a message about 10 o'clock last night, which is when the local news comes on. He says, you're not going to believe this. He goes, I'm sitting here on the treadmill and all of a sudden I'm looking down and there's the news and your interview with President Trump is on the news in Nashville. And I say that because there's a change about to happen at the governor's mansion, but it's only made possible because of you folks lighting up the phones in Nashville. And I think we're going to have to do that. And I know our friends in the Republican Party of Shelby County, we call them the housewives of Germantown. Those ladies are fierce and they will light up the phones and they are great American patriots. And we're going to, hear me on this, if we can spend the next few days lighting up the phones and demanding that the governor of Tennessee defend the law-abiding taxpayers of Memphis, I think he's going to change his mind here. And I say that because he was an unequivocal no until yesterday when he did an interview with WKRN in Nashville. Take a listen to Cut 3, please.
Everything is a possibility, and we are aggressively pursuing the right strategy to lower the crime rate in Memphis. It's a great city, but it has a real challenge that needs to be addressed, and we have made significant steps and will continue to do that. What's most important to know is that we will work with the Trump administration and are now.
Jeez, what a squish. I'm sorry. This is the reason why Republicans lose races, by the way. People like Bill Lee. But he's starting to come around is the whole point here. So go, Governor, go. You go, sir. You're growing the man parts. We're proud of you. So, but we've got to keep pushing the governor to do the right thing here. So last night, as I'm doing show prep and getting ready, and I don't know, Cassie, what is wrong with my voice today? My voice is a little scratchy. I didn't yell yesterday on the national show. I don't think I did. Maybe I did.
You behaved yourself.
Well, that's what I thought. So anyway, my apologies, folks, at the normally professional, docile baritone sounds you hear emanating from our big, beautiful microphone. It's not going to happen today. So we'll work through it. By the way, can I just do a brief aside? We have to give a shout out to the lovely Cheryl. She is one of our advertising goddesses. And, you know, most radio stations in the Mid-South hire advertising agents or reps. We hire advertising goddesses. And the number of businesses wanting to advertise on the Mighty 990 is insane right now. And the reason why is we have literally tens of thousands of people listening to this radio. It's unbelievable, the numbers and the growth, and especially since the Trump interview. But anyway, I went to Fat Larry's yesterday. David Weimer, the lovely Cheryl is down visiting our friend David Weimer over at Weimer's Jewelers. And Weimer says, "You're not leaving Bartlett until you get on to Fat Larry's." I had never been to Fat Larry's. I had heard of Fat Larry's, but I'd never been to Fat Larry's. And so Cheryl brings back this massive, bountiful buffet of burgers from Fat Larry's. Sweet Lord Almighty. Now I understand the name. You're not, the only saddle on that is going to be on the burger itself. Anyway, thank you very much, Cheryl, and thank you, Fat Larry's. What was the point of that? I'm on a tangent right now, so I want to come back to where we were at. Oh, yeah, my voice is raspy. I can't figure that out. So anyway, here we are, and you've got the governor on the verge now. So last night, as I'm doing show prep, I came across this Fox 13 story on my Instagram. So now I'm back in like a normal algorithm. For a long time on Instagram, I was in the elephants giving birth algorithm, which was kind of disgusting, yet intriguing. Not going to lie, pretty intriguing. But anyway, I'm back to normal again. And so I'm watching this Fox 13, and we're going to play it for you. But I was more intrigued by the comments, over 200 comments. So they've got a lot of people weighing in on this. So we're going to play this. You are about to hear what it's like to live in Whitehaven, which is a wonderful area. This is where our family came from. I mean, it's a huge, beautiful, middle-class area. Take a listen to this report.
They are still traumatized. Now, this all happened on a school night last week, and one neighbor told me they do not feel safe in their own home.
Those gunshots woke up several families in the 4300 block of Garden View Drive just before 10:30 Wednesday night. Fox 13 obtained surveillance video from that shootout. Neighbors told Fox 13 bullets flew into multiple homes, shattering windows, ripping through walls, and leaving families shaken.
It kind of broke me down mentally because I said, dang, we could have been killed.
Memphis police say the gunfire came from a vacant house at Garden View and Nelly. One woman who asked not to be identified says a bullet came through her bedroom window, hitting her TV while her grandchildren were sleeping in their bedroom.
It stopped. It didn't stop. It kept going on and on and on.
His grandkids in the household, his kids next door to me play outside every day. They was in the bed. It was a school night.
Just next door, another family's home was hit three times, with bullets tearing through their garage, front door, and bedroom window. Another camera shows shooters from a different angle. Officers say a mother and her daughter were inside when their window shattered. A bullet fragment was later found in her bedroom dresser.
We had to get the guns away from these kids.
Police say five homes and a vehicle were struck. They say the suspects may have been firing toward a house on Garden View where multiple disturbances have been reported. The neighbor told Fox 13 they are considering moving out of the area due to gun violence.
I came from Michigan City, Indiana, came down here to raise my kids. I've been down here, been married 34 years. I've been in Memphis over 29 years. I have never saw Memphis like this.
Memphis police say no arrests have been made, but the investigation continues.
Okay. So there you, that's the Fox 13 report from last night. Not exactly Anderson Cooper, that one, is she, folks? Wow. But you get the gist of it. Now, hear me on this is the fascinating part of all of this. I was scrolling through the comments, and I would say about 95% of the comments on that story are from black Memphians. And it was shocking to me. Because, and the reason I say shocking is because if you listen to our far left media, they're telling you that nobody wants the National Guard to come to Memphis. But I'm telling you, as I'm scrolling through the comments, an overwhelming majority of the black citizens of Memphis that commented on that story, they want the National Guard here and they want him here quickly. And I love some of these comments. Here's what one person wrote, and I wanted to scroll. One guy actually pointed out something we said. You guys better pay attention because the Memphis Grizzlies are getting ready to move. And they said, well, they haven't announced that yet. They said, just you wait and see. Nobody wants to stick around and see what happened over at 901 day again. One person said, start arresting the parents and charging them right along with their children. This is crazy. Here's Trina writing in, send the special forces to Memphis. Elect some new city leaders. I love this. Are people waking up? Another says, when is Trump sending the guard there? It makes you hate your own race of people, don't it? I mean, this is insane. Here we go. This gentleman, his name is Malcolm Jones. Deploy the National Guard, elect serious leaders regarding crime, and actively support law enforcement. Again, these are not coming from the Republican Party of Shelby County. These are coming from the citizens of Whitehaven and the Memphis area. I mean, this is insane. Another person says parenting. First, parents, search your kids' rooms, cars, etc. Second, call the cops or turn them in. And if they're not underage and live under your roof, do it anyway. But it'll never happen wasting time. Another says Memphis definitely needs the National Guard. Another says President Trump, please save Tennessee. It's a cesspool of crime. I'm afraid to go there. Please send the guard and the military. Every single one of the comments I just read from you from a black Memphian, which again flies in the face of the narrative coming out of our own local media. So, well done. And here's a word of encouragement to our friends in the Whitehaven Republican Club. You got a lot of folks living in Whitehaven, and they don't realize they're actually Republicans right now. We have got to get the message out there, folks. This is an encouraging thing that's happening. A terrible tragedy that people have to live like that in our city, but we all do. We are all in the same boat together. You say, Todd, you don't know what you're talking. Really? You don't think I know what I'm talking? You really going to go there? Let me tell you what happened yesterday. Well, I showed up at our palatial news bunker. Had a Dodge Charger parked out back, doing all sorts of crazy stuff. So, yeah, it's affecting all of us. All right, we've got to take a break. Jeez, Lou, talking your ear off this morning. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I'm actually encouraged by this Fox 13 report. I hope you are as well. All right, let's check in with Commander Chuck. going to be a super, super hot day today, folks. So be sure to hydrate up and crank up the AC. And we may have a chance of a few severe thunderstorms between now and the weekend as well. Coming up tomorrow, by the way, our KWAM sports director, Parker May, joins us for a look at your high school and weekend college football activity. Some exciting news coming from Turning Point USA. Riley Gaines is coming to Memphis. That's right. Riley Gaines, the conservative activist, and she has been fighting for young ladies and for female athletes all over America. And she's going to be speaking at the University of Memphis. It's going to be, we're going to be giving you more information, and we'll get Turning Point on to discuss all of the particulars. But this is really, I think, a smart move for Turning Point. Very glad that they're bringing someone like Riley here to the Mid-South. And we will give you all the latest, all the particulars on that. November 5th, by the way, if you want to mark it on your calendar, that's November 5th. And that'll be at the UC Theater there on the campus of the University of Memphis. She's going to be speaking about the importance of gender norms as well as the importance of keeping women's spaces safe, especially in women's sports. So if you are a mom, if you are a grandmom, or if you've got daughters, you're going to want to get them over to see this. And again, we'll have more information as we get closer to that big November date. Anybody win the Powerball last night? Anybody? $1.4 billion jackpot, and they have had 40 consecutive drawings without anybody matching any of the six numbers. You got to match all six. So we're at right now $1.4 billion on the Powerball. We'll keep you updated on that. The question is, do you tithe? If you're a good church going, a Baptist, and you win, do you tithe the 10% on the $1.6 billion? Just curious about that. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, this is a very big day for our friends over at St. Mary's Episcopal School. This morning, they're going to be holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony. This is just under about 90 minutes from now. There will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony opening the brand-new Liza Library. This is all in honor of Eliza Fletcher. It was 3 years ago that she was kidnapped and killed during her morning run near the U of M, and she taught at St. Mary's for 7 years. So they are renovating and expanding, or they renovated and expanded Moss Hall to create this beautiful $10 million library in Liza's memory. And it's going to be a wonderful thing, and there will be a big ceremony, 9,000 square feet. That is just incredibly impressive. Students are going to be leading the ribbon cutting. They're going to have a special presentation. And again, the ceremony, if you're in the neighborhood, starts at 9 o'clock. And they're calling Liza's Library a joyful hub of literacy and exploration. So there you go. I just love that. What a wonderful thing that they're doing at St. Mary's Episcopal School. All right. Also, before we, and by the way, coming up, Randy Hutchison, our good friend from the Better Business Bureau, is going to drop by. We are now celebrating, are you ready for this? The 100th anniversary of the Peabody Hotel. And we'll be telling you some wonderful things about the Peabody. Opened its doors on Union Avenue in 1925. $5 million. That's how much it cost to build that hotel. So here's the question. There have been a lot of honorary duck masters over the years, and this is your trivia question. We want to know, of the following names, who were honorary duck masters at the Peabody? Was it Oprah, Paula Deen, Kevin Bacon, Todd Starnes, or all of the above? Which of the names I just shared with you have been honorary duck masters at the Peabody Hotel? We have a great little prize package for you this morning. If you could tell us, was it Oprah, Paula Deen, Todd Starnes, that's me, Kevin Bacon, or all of the above? If you can tell us who those honorary duck masters were, you're going to win a KWAM prize pack this morning. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Happy birthday, Peabody. You don't look a day over 25. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. Oh, the sun is shining here in East Memphis. Hope it's shining where you are this morning here in Stearns Country. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Stearns, and we're broadcasting from the Principal Toyota Memphis Studios this morning. Don't forget, tonight, it's going to be a lot of fun. You got to get a ticket for this. It is going to be so much fun. Our friends at Le Passé opening up their annual stock exchange. That's at 5258 Summer Avenue, and we're going to have a great time. We had the ladies on yesterday. All of the fun starts this evening. They've got a special event, but tomorrow, the stock exchange will be open to the public, and that all starts tomorrow. That's September the 5th, and will go all the way through October 30th. The hours, 10 a.m. to 4 o'clock, that's 10 a.m. to 4 o'clock at the Le Passé Stock Exchange. It's going to be great. Okay, let's go to the phone lines here. We have somebody who wants to try their hand at trivia, Debbie in Jackson. Hi, Debbie. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Todd. How are you?
Debbie, I'm good. Thank you for asking. And we've got a question on the table here. We're talking about the 100th birthday of the Peabody Hotel. And we want to know, of the following, who were honorary Duck Masters? And you got to listen carefully. Was it Oprah, Paula Deen, Todd Stearns, Kevin Bacon, or all of the above?
I'm going to take a guess that it was Todd Stearns.
Oh, dear. Oh, Becky. You were close, but that is not the right answer. So, Becky, good shot, and that was a great guess, but we appreciate you playing trivia. So, again, the question on the table, the Duck Master, who are the honorary Duck Masters, Oprah, Paula Deen, Todd Stearns, Kevin Bacon, or all of the above? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. Randy Hutchison from the Better Business. Have you ever done the Duck Master thing?
No, I wouldn't have known the answer.
Wait, what? No, I want to know, how come you haven't been the honorary Duck Master?
Well, that's a good question. We need to look. That might be a scam.
We're going
to
work that. So
it's not a scam. I'm kidding.
So look, last week we had you on, and I took notes. And so I had a weird call this week.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, it's a scam. And so I read them the Riot Act. I went through the whole thing. Turns out it was actually a legitimate call.
Well,
it's hard these days to figure all this out.
That's a testament, frankly, to how believable the crooks are.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we're always excited to have you and our good friend Randy Hutchison from the Better Business Bureau. And the reason we do this weekly segment, and I love this segment, folks, is because we want to protect you and your money. And there are so many people out there trying to get it. And Randy, especially with artificial intelligence, it is the criminals are devious and they're smart.
Yep. You know, artificial intelligence is being used for a lot of good in a lot of different fields, medicine, education, business. But unfortunately, as with any new technology, not that it's a new technology, but it just seems to be booming, the crooks exploit it too. The former chair of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, said that they're seeing artificial intelligence, AI, being used, this is her word, to turbocharge fraud. To make it more believable, and the more believable it is, and the more likely folks are going to fall for it.
So our good friend over at the FBI, Kash Patel, issued an alert saying that criminals are using something called generative artificial intelligence to facilitate financial fraud. What's going on here? What are some examples that they're talking about?
You know, Todd,
here?
I'll disclose right up front. I don't understand the bits and the bytes of artificial intelligence. Generative artificial intelligence is a little bit different, but I think for our purposes, it's all the same. But the FBI has issued, as you said, an alert that says it's being used in confidence scams to commit romance investment scams in different ways. For example, the crooks will use AI to create voluminous, fictitious social media profiles to trick victims into sending them money, create messages to send to victims faster that allows them to reach more people. Of course, very few people fall for scams, but sometimes it's a matter of numbers. And you send out a lot, and if a small percentage falls, it's a profitable endeavor for the crooks. And using AI, they're able to send out even more phony messages. They use AI to assist with language translation to limit grammatical or spelling errors for foreign criminal actors. You know, over the years, we've told folks, one of the tips, if you get an email or a text message that may be a scam, look at the spelling, look at the grammar. So many of these things originate overseas, and that's an indication that it may be a scam message originating overseas. Well, they'll run these things through artificial intelligence now, and the grammar and the English and the spelling will be perfect. The FBI says they're also using AI to create fraudulent websites for cryptocurrency, investment fraud, and other kinds of investment schemes, creating images of celebrities to promote counterfeit products, pornographic photos of victims to demand payment in sextortion scams, and then using AI to create audio clips of public figures or loved ones to trick victims into sending them money, a scam that we talk about a lot called the grandparent scam, where you get a call supposedly from a grandchild or someone else in trouble, needing money, they're panicked. Well, these days, if they can get, I think it's like 3 seconds of your voice, they can clone it. And then when you get the call, it sounds even more believable.
So years ago, my grandmother was living at Kirby Pines at the time. And, you know, my grandmother was, you know, she was a very successful person on the board of directors for a number of local groups and things of that nature. And she was very well educated. She got a call one day mm-hmm. and said, your grandson Todd was attacked in New York, broke his nose, and he needs money.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent it. I mean, that's how easy it is to manipulate somebody like that.
Well, again, that scam, I could tell you another story. I'm not going to use his name. He's since deceased, about a very well-known local religious civic leader who sent $1,800 thinking that his granddaughter was in trouble. And again, in the early days of the scam, you'd get a call and it'd be some sound, a young person sound like, their voice might sound a little funny because they're in trouble, because they're injured. Okay. Well, then it morphed into they could actually get the grandchild's name off of social media. And again, now if they can get just a snippet of the grandchild's voice, they can clone it.
This is lighting up our social media feed this morning. Kristen says, I reject AI as much as possible. I think it's demonic. I would agree with that. It's true, though. You just with the advent of AI, you just don't know what is real anymore. And I think that's a big problem.
Well, and by the way, on the business side, the FTC, the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, both of them are landing on businesses that claim they're using AI, for example, in the investment world, to make better stock picks. And they're going to help you invest your money and make even more money because they're using artificial intelligence. They landed on some outfit that claimed they were the first AI-enabled investment advisor, and they weren't using AI at all.
So let's talk about some things that our listeners, our KWAM audience, can do to protect themselves from this AI-connected fraud.
To help prevent the kind of relative, grandparent, grandchild fraud we were talking about, create a secret word or phrase with your family to verify their identity. If you're looking at an image, look for subtle imperfections in the images and videos, distorted hands, unrealistic teeth or eyes, indistinct faces, unrealistic accessories that may indicate it isn't a real picture. You know, there was a AI-generated picture of President Trump as the Pope. Okay. There was an AI-generated picture of the previous Pope, Pope Francis, walking around St. Peter's Square wearing some weird kind of jacket. If you get a call, listen to the tone and word choice to distinguish between a legitimate phone call and an AI-generated vocal cloning. Limit, to the extent you can, limit online content of your image or voice. Make social media accounts private, limit followers to people you know to minimize the opportunity for crooks to get your information, to use AI to create fraudulent identities. Somebody calls you claiming there's a problem, some urgency, you need to send money, verify, no matter how urgent the message, verify it. If it's from a bank, for example, saying there's a problem with an account, hang up and call the bank directly.
You know, this happened to me just a few weeks ago. We lost Ben Dieter. You know, he's a press secretary, Mr. Highfalutin. And so as we were searching for a new booker, I was booking my own show. So I was reaching out to members of Congress, and nobody was returning any of my messages. And so finally, one day, I got the weirdest call from Dieter. He said, "You're not going to believe this. Everybody think that's not you." Okay. They said, "There's no way Todd Starnes is actually making these calls." Okay. So they thought I was an IA voice.
And again, some of these tips are really, all these tips have to do with protecting yourself, whether it's an AI-generated scam or not. But never share information with people you've only met online or over the phone. Don't send them money. Don't send them gift cards. Don't send them cryptocurrency. And back to AI, sort of the overarching, if you will, advice. Don't let AI hype cloud your judgment when you're evaluating a product or a business.
This is all great. I mean, it's common sense advice and things that we should know, but maybe sometimes we forget, or, you know, we don't even think about those kinds of things.
You know, I talked about images. Warren Buffett, of course, like most people know, he's the most famous investor today, probably ever. Somebody cloned or created a fake image of him, and I think a fake video recommending some investment product. And when he saw it, he said it was so believable, he'd have believed it. He'd have followed his advice. And then I don't remember his exact quote, but he said something to the effect that if AI scams were a business, he'd be investing.
To that point, honest to goodness, Randy, you're seeing this, so you can verify. Okay. I just got this. Someone sent me a photograph, and they said, "Oh my gosh, former President Barack Obama is in Memphis this morning during a layover, and he's getting a haircut in Whitehaven." Now, I'm just going to take a wild guess.
It may not be true.
That may not be true. Oh, my goodness. All right. By the way, Warren Buffett just had a birthday.
95 years old.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Wow. He's still going.
Yep.
All right. And you're still going, Randy Hutchison. Yep. So we really appreciate the great work that you guys are doing. Where can people go if they want to get more information about the Better Business Bureau?
Of course, you can come to BBB.org, BBB.org, to check out a company anywhere in the country. File a complaint, file a review, good or bad, about a company anywhere in the country. Or call us at 759-1300, 759-1300, or 800-222-8754, 800-222-8754.
Well, Randy, we sure do appreciate you every Thursday coming on and alerting us to the latest scams and just helping to keep the KWAM audience safe and keep that money in their bank accounts.
Yep, good. Thank you.
All right. The great Randy Hutchison from the Better Business Bureau. Cassie, I've got to come up with a code word for the family. I'm thinking biscuit. Code word biscuit.
No, that's too obvious.
Is it too obvious?
It's too obvious.
Also, I'll say this. If there's ever a photograph of me with one chin, it's AI. I'm just going to say. It is what it is.
Oh, geez.
Why is Hutchison laughing over here? All right, we got to take a quick break here, folks. Commander Chuck standing by with a look at your traffic. All right, it is now 52 minutes past the hour. You know, I love those segments with Better Business Bureau because there are so many people out there, very bad people, scammers, and a lot of you folks were weighing in over on our social media pages and talking about, Linda says, for example, my dad received a call from the Fairfax County Police claiming his grandson, Don, was arrested for a DUI. And dad could pay his bail via credit card. Dad hung up because he knew Don never drank alcohol. Also, Don is blind and has never driven. Jeez, aloof. Thank you for that, Linda. Oh, jeez, aloof. Thank you. Also, Kristen writing in, we know the picture of Obama is not true because his hair is white now. That picture circulating, his hair was still black. Fair enough. There you go. And Kristen also writing in and saying, Linda, people that take advantage of old people are the worst kind of people. Yes, they are. May I just go back to Fat Larry's? I had no idea. Wow. Thank you, David Weimer, for Because Cassie, I know that. I mean, there was like the lovely Cheryl brought back like a copious amounts of food.
It was a banquet.
I had the burger.
It was a whole spread. The burger.
So here's the problem. When I'm doing the national show, I can't just sit down and have lunch. And I don't like eating on camera. So I go down into the commercial breaks and I grab a bite. So it takes me 3 hours to eat lunch.
You could do ASMR eating segment.
True. That is true. I could do that. So I had the burger. What did you guys have?
Well, I had mac and cheese. Their side mac and cheese. Super good. And then I had the coconut cake.
Wait, they have cake?
They have all kinds of desserts, Todd.
So here's the thing. The only chocolate I actually enjoy eating is from Dinstals. It's a weird thing. I'm not a big chocolate person. I'm not racist. I just like coconut cake. That's my jam.
Coconut cake. You like the wedding cake.
Yeah, I do.
The vanilla frosting.
I love the vanilla frosting. That makes me sound really like stereotypically white.
Oh, it's super good.
But it's true. I will say this, that Dubai chocolate that Becky Dinstall dropped by some of the Dubai chocolate for us to sample.
Yeah.
Man, I was ready to shout out to Allah or somebody. That was good
chocolate.
It was
so good.
So anyway, thank you again to the good people over at Fat Larry's. We're big fans. The problem is now I have to go, and I am seriously trying to lose some weight here. This has been a huge struggle of mine, only because I love food and I live in Memphis and we have a great food scene. Cassie, can I tell you the worst part of exercising at Shelby Farms?
Oh, no.
This is the worst part of it is? That section, and you guys know what I'm talking about, the Baptist Promenade around the lake, is at Hyde Lake, and you have to pass in front of all the people eating at Coastal Seafood. All those beautiful people.
That's right.
And you know they're staring at you, and I can't exactly pick up my pace yet. So you're just like,
oh, man.
You're thinking, Lord, I hope there's nobody in there that actually, because it always happens. I get stopped, you know, two or three times, you know, during the walk, and people are like, oh, wow, wait, aren't you, you know, Todd Stearns? And I love, you know, visiting and everything. I can't even go on Sundays. And you know why I can't go to Shelby Farms on Sundays?
Why?
This is so bad. So they have people out there, and these are wonderfully kind people. And they share the gospel, right? So they're sharing and they're evangelizing. And apparently, I look like the worst sinner from the pit of hell.
An ungospelized person.
I look like, yes, I don't look like, apparently, because I get stopped like 8 or 9 times, you know, and you're like, and you got to try to keep your pace up. You got to get your pulse going, right? And you got to get the steps in. And I'm always happy to talk to people, but I was like, do I need to get a t-shirt that says I'm already saved or...
I'm sure they have them out there.
Purchased, but that could be interpreted as maybe like human trafficking. So I don't want to put that on the shirt. I've been bought. Oh, geez, Alou. Anyway, so I know I try to walk in the neighborhood. All that to say, I have no idea what I was saying with that. There is a story from Vice.com. And Cassie, I'm concerned about your generation.
Oh,
this has nothing to do with Larry, Fat Larry, but it's just an unfortunate time to bring this story up. Gen Z has bathroom anxiety. And the story is that workplace bathroom anxiety is like a thing. 83% of Gen Z workers say they have felt it, and they feel very uncomfortable going to the bathroom at work. And so for many of them, they say they just hold it.
Until you get home.
Until you get home.
It's a pretty normal thing.
Wait, is that really a normal thing?
Yeah.
83% are afraid to go to the bathroom at work.
A lot of people don't go to the bathroom in public, ever.
Well, nobody would do that. That's or, you know, Target, because you never know what's going to happen in Target. Wow. Some employees actually try to time their breaks so they won't bump into anybody at the bathroom. Is this true? So this is really a thing in your generation?
Yeah, it's a thing.
I never in the world would have imagined. All right. By the way, folks, coming up at 11 o'clock, we've got Senator Katie Britt, Kelly Loeffler from the White House coming on exclusively here on the Mighty 990. Don't forget, Late Passé tonight, going to be a lot of fun. Get out there. Have a great day, everybody. Stay hydrated. We'll see you back here at 11.
Are you looking to begin or advance your service technician career? At Crown, earn up to a $6,000 annual retention incentive, no flat rate pay, a fully equipped service van provided, and more. We are a global leader in the material handling industry, providing rewarding opportunities to join our industry-leading team. Visit techs.crown.com today. That's techs.crown.com. Crown is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.